6PR Breakfast. It's time for sport with Kim Hagdon. Thanks to Golden Ponds, bar, restaurant and function centre. goldenponds.com.au.
Hangers. 5 to 8, Haggers is here. What happens with Bradley Hill, Hag?
Yeah, let's get to that. I reckon there'll be more than 50 AFL trades before next Wednesday. It'll be pretty busy early into next week. It'll seem a bit of a lull today and tomorrow. And rest assured, everyone, in the AFL circles, when it appears, if someone says to you, geez, it's quiet, isn't it? It's going whirling behind the scenes. So now that the Tim Kelly deal has dropped, you know, I think the bigger ones to look for is the likes of Joe Danaher, Jack Stephen to Geelong, because it'll give Geelong more movement. It'll give St Kilda picks to work with, other deals that are brewing. We'll get to the Brad Hill one. And the other one is Eddie Betts as well. It looks now certain, Baz and Millsy, everybody, that Eddie Betts is going back to Carlton. I find that a bit surprising, but it can be handy, and won't it be popular, I reckon, down there. But with Brad Hill, it looks to me really, really strongly, and I say there's a screaming silence from Fremantle and St Kilda about what the heck's going on with Brad Hill. So my suspicions there, everyone, is that Fremantle are playing real hard ball, and that they've every likelihood suggested to St Kilda that we want a deal that really suits our endeavours to stockpile draft picks, and a deal something like even challenging what West Coast had to give up to Geelong yesterday to get Tim Kelly is brewing. And you couldn't discount that Peter Bell has said to Simon Lethlean down at St Kilda, we want your first pick this year, so that's number six. We want your second pick this year, so go to Geelong and get a good pick for Jack Stephen. So that could be pick number 14, for instance. And we want your first pick next year. Now, to me, that rivals what West Coast said to Geelong, or Geelong said to West Coast, and West Coast came up with it. I reckon Fremantle are ready to play real hard ball with Brad Hill, because he's contracted for two more years. And if all falls down, he stays at Fremantle. And then even if they do let him go, Fremantle are looking at a stockpile of draft picks at something like, so I'm getting to Ed Langdon as well, because I think Ed Langdon now, everybody, is a much better player to go into trade than when he was first picked in the third round at number 54 in 2014.
Absolutely.
Successive top five fairest and best finishes at Fremantle. So he's worth at least a pick in the high 20s, or Melbourne's pick 42, something like that. But let's say Fremantle play hardball with Melbourne as well, where they've got to be a bit careful, because he could go into the preseason draft and Melbourne could pick him up at pick number two. But Fremantle just might have, at the end of this trading period, 6, 7, 14, 22, 26. So that's five picks inside 30. They wouldn't have bargained too badly there if that's what their priority is. And I think Peter Bell and Justin Longmuir, and perhaps even Josh Carr now announced yesterday, Baz, could be looking at that. Let's fill up with some youngsters.
The problem that I have with that, if I was a Fremantle supporter, that's another five-year build.
No, it's a year or two. Remember, you've got a strong midfield.
Well, you're not getting anything. You're getting draft picks, so you're getting inexperienced players.
I think if they go with some of the boys that we've mentioned, if young Robertson, if Luke Jackson go there, they're not far away from playing. They're sort of Sam Walsh types. They're Andrew Brayshaw, Adam Cherrett. They could play your footy straight away. I wouldn't discount that they're not that far away. You would hope. And certainly that has to be Justin Longmuir's intentions. One or two others to look to today. I touched on Joe Danaher. Isn't that a joke? You know, the crap we heard in August about, oh, no, it's just a coffee catch-up. Yesterday he declares, I want to go to Sydney. Mm. Well, I reckon Essendon and Baz should be saying, well, we want some really good picks here. Give us something at the front end. We want pick number 5 or 9 for Joe Danaher.
I've got to say, I'm a bit surprised. I mean, knowing Tom Harley the way I do, I'm surprised that it would be so sort of outwardly inaccurate. The only thing I can think of is maybe he went genuinely for a coffee catch-up.
Oh, here we go.
And then walked away thinking, you know what? Maybe we can get this point. Maybe he wants to leave us.
Maybe, yeah. Just answer this question, Baz. Mm. This is unannounced.
Yeah.
Tom Harley's a mate of yours, isn't he?
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
No, and I said that.
Please.
I said that. I said, I'd be so surprised.
Baz, you've been around the football world too long.
Too much, Hags. I love you, Hags. I don't know.
Let's get on to this, because I think Adelaide are very close to announcing their new coach. I think Matthew Nix and Adam Kingsley had final interviews yesterday, along with Adam Uze. It looks as though Matthew Nix is the one who's impressing the most. Sheffield Shield cricket, Steve Smith back at the Gabba today. Full strength sides up at the Gabba there. Smith, Warner, Lion, Cummins, Stark with New South Wales against Kawaja, Burns, Renshaw, Labuschagne. That's a great game. And West Australia very strong today down at the Wacker.
Will Green
against
play?
Tassie. Yeah, your boy, Cameron. Let me declare, years away, he could be WA's next Tom Moody. A gun all-rounder, this kid. And Jackson Bird up against the WA top order of the likes of Bancroft, Whiteman, both the Marshes. Very strong West Australian team. And Josh Phillippe batting at number 5 or 6.
Beautiful work, Hags.